It's Wednesday, December the 2nd, and you're tuned in to the TIM podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. We're into the final stretch of the year 2020.
The home stretch.
This hellhole is almost over.
And we can't wait to extend it out into next year.
I know.
Yay!
But anyways, yo.
What?
It's the holiday season. Now that it is officially in December, I will acknowledge you can play your Christmas jams.
Yeah, I've been playing that shit since like mid-November, so.
It is now acceptable to play the Christmas jams.
All right, hold on. Let me put on the Michael Bublé.
Not on the podcast.
You don't want to get DMCA?
No. No, I really don't.
All right, okay.
So yeah, I hope you all are out there having fun, getting your Christmas shopping on.
I feel like that's not fun. Like, usually it's more stressful than anything.
Why?
What do I get this person? How much do I spend? What are they going to get me?
I don't know. I just boot up the computer.
No, like COVID, I haven't been working for a year. COVID-19 was a thing. I can't afford all these gifts.
Then don't.
All right.
Just get the...
Get a card.
Not even that.
Get him the gift of friendship.
There you go.
There it is. There it is.
That's the one. Buy some yarn. Make a friendship bracelet.
Get some gimp. Make those squares or the circle or whatever. Like you were at camp.
Do the cootie catcher.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great idea.
Give him that.
I'm loving these ideas.
Yeah. If you're American, you know. Thanksgiving happened for you guys?
No, we went over this last week. We don't mention that anymore. It's over.
But the shopping sales still happened?
It happened here too.
It did happen here. It happened in the midst of a lockdown.
What'd you buy?
Lots of video games.
Okay.
I don't know. I went to Banana Republic. I bought a whole bunch of clothes.
Ew! Gross.
Yeah.
And you spent your money on clothes. Where are you gonna wear them? You can't go outside.
You know what? It sounds crazy, but I bought a lot of basic tees.
What? For what reason? It's the winter.
Because have you had their basic tees?
Banana Republic basic tees.
Yeah.
No.
They're so nice.
Are they?
Yeah, and they're less than $10 in America. I think they were on sale for like $6.
Do I need to go to Banana Republic?
And they have some nice colors and. I love their t-shirts.
Bro, you're so white.
I know. I'm like the most basic bitch when it comes to fashion sense.
Mr. Pop and Rap and Pop Rap. Goddamn.
And K-pop.
And K-pop. Yeah. Oh my God.
And anime. Yes. So that's what I bought. I bought some games, bought some clothing, and I bought the majority of my Christmas gifts. So that was good.
Nice.
The one thing I wasn't able to procure was a PlayStation. But I'm not surprised because I don't think any retailer is planning to have one on the Black Friday weekend.
And also, like, if you're buying a PlayStation on a Black Friday, like, it's not even on sale.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. But it's, That's that. And, you know, that's it. That's where we're at, guys. That's what we're doing. Did you buy anything?
No.
For the cyber holiday?
I bought zero things.
You didn't even get a game.
Nope.
Wow.
So I think it's like a first in like 10 years.
Are you just waiting for the Boxing Day? Because they're going to be the same sales.
I don't even know if I'll go for that.
Why?
We'll see. Well, it has to be a really good deal. Because like, I don't really want to play Ghosts. I already played Doom and Last of Us.
Yep.
I don't really know what else I wanted to play from this year. And I already bought Yakuza, so. Trying to think, but.
Oh, I don't know.
Bugsnax.
I don't know. Oh yeah, I forgot to give him a copy of Jedi, but yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. We'll do it later.
Okay, cool. Let's start things off then with the regularly scheduled programming, because Paul
has written in
with a question to Munch On.
To Munch On? Whoa. This is different. What's going on?
And here we go.
Okay.
Are there any foods that you love so much that you will continue to eat them despite knowing that you probably shouldn't? This can be a gluttony thing, I just can't stop eating it. Or an overall health thing, I know I shouldn't eat this, but I just love it so much. Can I just say everything?
food
in general,
just food.
All right, no, we had this question. It's timely that he asks this because we had this question at work. We had like a 25 days of whatever, and we
of getting to know your coworker so you can be a part of the family.
I don't know, some shit like that, but you get a prize. So this question was asked today, and I said fried chicken. Fried chicken. Can be a burger form, in a bucket, Korean, you name it, I'ma eat it. Like, I will never say no to fried chicken.
Korean fried chicken is a good answer. Because it is definitely a health thing where it's just like, yeah.
I think all fried chicken is a health thing. It's like, no.
Yeah, but I don't crave other fried chicken like I do Korean fried chicken.
You still haven't had the Popeyes burger.
I still have not had the Popeyes sandwich, no.
Dude.
Maybe this will be my didn't get to it award.
Dude, that's like, that was it. That might even be my best of the year.
No way. Get out of here.
Holy shit.
I gotta try the sandwich.
Dude. Yeah.
I don't know for me. Like, there's a lot of like snacks and stuff, like birthday cake Oreo.
You just can't stop eating that?
Like, I'll eat a box if it's there.
Okay.
But
will you go out and buy it if you don't have it?
No, it's normally like it's like a special thing. Or if I see it on sale for a really cheap price.
Because like I have a sister who always buys all the sweets.
Yeah.
And so like there's always a box of Krispy Kremes here. And I'm always eating that shit.
But it's not because you're buying it, it's because it's the convenience.
Yes. But I can't stop myself.
Okay.
Yeah. McDonald's, I think I can never stop myself. Even if it's just French fries, can't stop.
That's probably it.
Like can't stop. Won't stop.
The one. I go out of my. I ate McDonald's fries today.
Oh,
before I came over.
Damn, homie. Damn.
I got a medium fry for free.
Holy fuck! Look at you. Damn. Yeah, no, I can't stop. I can't stop. With McDonald's fries is like, it's like a religion. It's like I believe in it. So
it's
I gotta have it.
Yeah, that's probably the answer. I can't think of like another food outside of Korean fried chicken and that I'll just be like, let's go. Yeah. But I feel bad after.
Oh yeah, right? Totally. I always feel bad after.
Because like I'll eat sushi, fucking all day. But there's something about sushi that even though it's mostly carbs, like I don't feel bad about eating it.
Yeah, I would say also like I have a coffee addiction. So
100%, you do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I was going to say like jalapeno Cheetos, but that's more of like a once in a while thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to go with McDonald's fries and Korean fried chicken.
All right, that's a good answer. Yeah, there you go. Damn.
Yo, let's go get some KFC, baby.
You know what I want? The garlic parm fries they give you at the fry.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are really good. Oh my
God. While you're waiting.
Sometimes though, like you get the one batch and it's just like a bit too much garlic and you're like,
oh no,
there's not enough garlic. Never enough garlic.
Never food. Enough garlic.
Oh
my friend.
God,
never enough.
Well, you know Vince isn't a vampire.
Never enough. Yeah. So there you go.
Yo, KFC.
I was always born the wolf status anyway. So
the what?
The wolf status.
What does that mean?
You're the vampire wolf.
What?
Like a werewolf?
Yeah, I know, but like I've never heard this.
Well. You're not listening to enough pop.
What song is this from?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay.
The one they played in the Twilight series.
Yep. Nope. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We also have an email. So let's check that one out. I think this one comes from our friend. Oh, it's a Mac Attack.
Hey.
It's a Mac Attack from Brian Mac.
What's up, Brion?
Subject line reading Children Casino.
What?
What the fuck? Where is this going?
Are we on a list right now? What happened?
What? Hello, TNAB crew. What are some of the best prizes that you have gotten at the arcade with the tickets you've won? Oh, that's a lot more innocent than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope the autumn snowstorm gave you guys a great workout.
I have a snowblower, so no.
I mean, I only shovel when it's light, so no.
But on to the question.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever really gotten anything good.
What's good?
I definitely got like a plushie once.
Yeah.
Like one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And that was only because, you know that like ticket game where it's the light and you got to hit it in the bonus or whatever?
Yep.
I got real good at that.
Yeah.
And like pretty much every hit, every other hit, like 75% of the time I would hit bonus.
Yeah.
And I'd just crush the shit out of it.
Oh.
And then, but that story does bring up a fucking shitty memory where I remember one time I was at the ticket counter and I was like, hey, I won the bonus. It was like, it was up to like 500 tickets. I got the bonus, crushed it. But as it was dispensing tickets, it ran out of tickets in the machine, right? And so I asked the guy at the counter, I was like, hey, I still have like 200 tickets to go, but it's out of tickets. Can you refill it? He's like, yeah, sure. But it's going to be a while because I'm busy. And he's like, if you want, you can like just go fuck around and then come back and then I'll give you your tickets. And I was like, cool. And so I'm a kid. So I'm like, cool, let's go like skateboard somewhere for a bit. And I come back and that guy, I'm like, hey, I'm here for my tickets. And the guy's like, what tickets? He scammed me out of 500 tickets.
Well, you left.
He said I could.
Well, you left.
And that's when I learned never to trust carnies.
There you go, man. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Never to trust people who are working at an arcade.
Like, what if I'm at the casino and it's like, yo, you won $1,000, but I don't got the cash right now.
Yeah, no, come back.
How about
you
go back and
Nah, son.
You think I'm leaving? Fuck that.
Yeah, I was innocent. I thought people would tell me the truth.
Nah, man, you're stupid.
Nah.
Stupid.
Innocence is not stupid.
Sure it is. They're synonyms, man.
let's pull up Word and see how that works.
What, you know how kids are innocent? That's everyone just saying they're stupid. Like, that's the truth. That's the truth.
You might be right. You might be right. Maybe I was one of those dumb kids.
The coolest thing I got from Arcade with Tickets is in Niagara Falls, Clifton Hill, there's an arcade there. Before the one that there was there now, you won tickets and you got like it was like a giant cone.
Yeah.
But it was basically like a mystery bag. Okay. What's in the mystery bag? And there's a boy one and a girl one. And me and my sister used to always get those because like they're relatively cheap for tickets and you can get whatever in them. Inside, I got like, you know, like bubble gum and a bubble blower and
okay.
a Spider-Man comic. But got a pack of Pokemon cards. Booster pack.
Yeah.
Open up, shiny Blastoise.
Oh, baby.
That's probably the coolest thing I've ever gotten.
Like original Blastoise? Yeah. Like yeah. Gen 1 Blastoise?
First gen Blastoise.
Not that jungle? Not that rock? Not that dark Blastoise?
No. Not the original one. Okay. And then I'm pretty sure I traded it away for some shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know what, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah. I miss Pokemon.
Either that or like I just threw them out.
Oh, no.
I don't, it was one of the two.
Vince!
Because at some point, I know I threw out a whole bunch of Pokemon cards. I was like, and Dragon Ball cards, and...
What are you doing?
Because I was like, what am I doing with these?
So, saving them for money later life.
I said, peace, homies. I'm going to go talk to some girls.
I still have mine.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's because I wasn't talking to girls, wasting my time. Ugh, disgusting. You strayed from the path.
Apparently, huh?
Ugh,
broke the code.
Gross.
Broke the code.
How even on this podcast?
I don't even know how I qualified. those are the coolest things I suppose that we got at the children's casino.
It kind of is a children's casino.
I mean, more or less, yeah. I guess the other thing you could say is like when I was in Japan, I went to the
claw machine.
Yeah, but like in Japan, the claw machines are cool. They give you like
give you wicked shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got an anime statue of Asuka. Actually,
It's right there.
Yeah, that one right there. Yeah. It was fun. Me and my sister tried for it, and I almost kept getting it. And my sister kept failing horribly.
And then the guy came over.
He just moved to the edge. And he's like, just go for it.
Just tap it.
And I was like, okay, go. And I told my sister to do it. She couldn't do it. Oh, my God. So he put it closer again. He's like, and she's like, okay, you just do it. I'm like, all right. And I got it first try.
Nice.
All right. Well, geez, man. So there you go.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was funny. Yeah. Let's talk about what's going on in the week of the world.
Yo, not much.
Okay,
not much is happening.
That's a little shitty, but
I'm gonna rapid fire through some shit.
It is December, like there really shouldn't be any news stories. It's more or less
we're waiting on the Game Awards.
Sure.
Japan now has a chiropractic business for gamers.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Do you have gaming problems?
Other than being addicted to them.
Like yeah, but like posture problems, neck stiff.
See got this chair. Lower back you going see on. This chair.
Yeah, but before you got you that chair. You
see this chair.
Before you got the diva chair.
No. You know why? Because I followed Nintendo's advice.
You only play for 15 minutes
at a time. And then I take breaks.
Oh my god! No, you don't.
Between every round of Apex, I get up.
Yeah. Okay. Get out of here. Ya bum.
No. I've never had any sort of posture issues.
Well, whatever. If you want, you can get chiropractic stuff.
Okay.
But for your gaming problems.
Is it like you can go to the doctor and be like, hey, I play too many games?
No, it's like a specific company. Like the company specializes in gamers. In gamer bones.
So I guess they're focusing on like your shoulders and your lower back?
Yeah, and your neck.
Because you're hunching over?
Yeah.
Guys, stop hunching over to your screens.
It's hard. Good. It's really...
What are you talking about?
I'm so comfy.
No, it's not.
It's so comfy.
You know what's comfy? You just lean back.
You assuming my chair can do that. Okay. My chair is no bueno.
Okay.
Right? If I could afford a pro gamer chair, I'd do it.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe soon. Maybe if I can sell all that manga, then I will.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Chiropractor, cool.
The Yokohama Gundam's up.
Yes, it's Yokohama. Yeah.
It's got like a fucking docking bay and shit.
Yeah, because it's actually at the docks.
Yeah, it is an RX 38.
It's the original, so 778, but it's got a. It's like a real life worker aesthetic to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks a bit more industrial as well.
Yeah. For sure. I don't know. It looks cool.
Yeah.
It's another reason to go back to Japan so I can see every Gundam.
You're going to bring up the real reason to go back to Japan, right?
Which is?
You know.
Oh, the muscle bar?
Oh my god.
Is that what you're thinking about? What are you thinking about?
No.
I was thinking about the muscle bar.
No,
I was not. I was thinking about going to the Hooters equivalent of muscle girls.
God. Your taste in women appalls me.
What are you talking about? Don't you want a girl who could not only defend herself,
but listen. Girls who are super strong and muscular, all more power to them.
Hell yeah.
Aim for me.
Dude.
Aim for me.
You gotta go to the muscle bar.
Aim for me.
I'm gonna search.
I think it's inspiring to watch them in action.
Yeah.
But would I want to go to like a Hooters equivalent of them?
Yeah, Akasaka.
Where they're just going around flexing on me?
Yeah, we're gonna go to Akasaka. We're gonna go to the muscle bar.
I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna have to say no.
What if they just like came up to you and they're like, "Yo, your gains are shit."
Yeah. I'm like, what? No. No. I can't.
Come on.
That's a hard no.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine. What were you thinking of, though?
It's a me.
Oh, that one?
Mario.
I actually didn't pick that in my week, so I don't really know anything about it.
Okay, so yeah, in Osaka.
Yeah.
Osaka. They are launching in February the official Super Mario World Land.
I knew that was in development, but I didn't know it was, like, done.
It is done, and it is ready to go, and I don't know if you have seen pictures or videos.
Nope.
It looks wild.
It looks like a Japan theme park should look.
Yes.
Okay.
You know how like in the original Super Mario World, like when the coins spin, they they change color to show that like ones they have that.
What?
Yeah. If you look at it from a distance, you'll be like, "There's no fucking way that's a real place."
Oh my god.
Like you're like, "That's fake. That's fucking fake."
This is a fake place.
They have the flagship ride is obviously Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I think through like Bowser's Castle.
That's cool.
So like it looks awesome.
I gotta look up shit.
You gotta look it up. It's cool. Like it looks like when COVID is over, I am going.
All right. So the plan is, we go to Yokohama. We see the Gundam.
The Gundam.
And then we go to the Muscle Bar.
No.
Because it's in Tokyo.
No.
And we gotta go to Tokyo anyways to get on the bullet train to go to Osaka.
You go to the Muscle Bar.
I'm saying it'd just be a part of the trip. It's on the way.
You go.
You might as well just go.
You go to the Muscle Bar. I will encourage you to your muscle fetishes.
It's not a fetish.
It's a kink.
I wouldn't say it's a kink. It's just I just appreciate women who are healthy.
What?
Yeah.
I like healthy women.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know that they're in shape.
I like an in shape woman.
Yeah. So there's no issue here. We like the same thing.
No. You like a jacked out Attack on Titan queen.
That's healthy. That's a fit woman. Somebody say that's the most fit.
I mean, yeah, sure. If that's what you want to go for, yeah. Sure.
What else is going on in the news? There is a video by Modern Vintage Gamer.
Modern Vintage Gamer!
Apparently the Xbox...
Clever name, asshole!
I know. Apparently the Xbox Series S
yeah.
is a fucking quote-unquote emulation beast.
Apparently the X can do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's just he only had the S on hand.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into it more, but just watch the video. it is pretty cool. He gets a whole bunch of emulated stuff to work on this Xbox.
Yeah, the one caveat that you have to know is that you have to unlock developer mode, and you have to pay for that.
You have to pay for developer mode?
Developer mode is an add-on. Like, it's an unlock feature.
Oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
Like, every Xbox has it, but if you want to use it...
Your system has DLC?
Yeah, you have to unlock it. You have to pay for that license. Like, just like in the same way you can turn your iPhone into developer mode,
yeah,
but you have to pay for the developer kit.
Oh, I don't have to do that with Android. Yeah.
So, like, that's just how they did it.
Damn.
So, like, that's the only thing you need to know.
How much is the developer mode?
I don't know. I've never looked into it. Okay. Because, you know...
You ain't a developer.
No, I just tell people to develop shit for me, you know?
I'm an ideas guy.
Yeah, come on.
And I throw money at you, you make some shit.
Yeah, come on.
What else is going on? Saga Frontier is being remastered.
Sure is.
I only bring this up because my friends were freaking the fuck out about it.
Really? Yeah. They're big Saga Frontier fans?
They're big Saga fans in general.
Oh.
They're those people.
Oh.
And the only one I ever played was on the PS2 called Unlimited Saga.
Oh,
and that
no.
game sucks dick.
Oh no!
So I've only brought it up right now to piss off the fans and to say that there are no good Saga games.
Whenever I meet a Saga fan, my first reaction is always like, "Oh yeah, I love the what is it? Romancing Saga."
Romancing Saga. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's so good too, because like the Saga games are so niche.
Yeah.
So it definitely pisses them off.
Yeah, because you're like, you know, yeah, man.
Yeah, Romancing Saga. That shit's dope.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's a good one. I'm gonna steal that.
Like that's like but that's like a deep cut.
That's
like,
you can only get that at conventions.
Yeah, but the thing is if someone's a fan of Saga, like they'll know the joke.
Yeah.
They'll know it.
But it could be remember that one time, what was it? We were at the toy show.
Yeah.
And what was the thing there? We were looking at like some pop vinyl or whatever. Okay. And I was like, oh yeah, man, I love Digimon. And then like some guy was like, oh, because it wasn't Digimon. Like you could get that kid. You could get that guy.
But it could be great.
Yeah. What else? Remember how AOC played Among Us?
Yeah, on Twitch.
She played it again. But this time,
someone else.
She played it with the leader of the NDP party in Canada.
Holy shit.
Jagmeet Singh.
Damn. She's just getting all around.
Country crossovers, baby.
Wow. She's just doing it.
I would talk more about it, but it's literally the exact same thing that she did before, but instead she's playing with other politicians.
Well, spreading the word, you know?
Yeah.
Spreading her message.
I guess.
Sharing her peace.
I guess. Last two... The numbers for the most popular manga in Japan are out.
Ever?
In 2020. Oh, in 2020.
Okay.
And I'm gonna list off the top five. But what do you think is numero uno? Actually, you might be able to get a bunch of
this year?
Yeah. What are your top five?
This year.
Yeah, what do you think this year?
Demon Slayer.
Is number what?
One.
One, okay. I should say that these rankings are based off of sales from over around 4,000 booksellers.
Okay.
Throughout 2020.
My Hero.
Okay, so My Hero's 2, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Attack on Titan.
3. Okay.
Yeah. Shit. I'm just trying to think about what is actually going out right now. Like, what's the hotness?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, actually.
You got three. That's good.
Yeah.
You got three. So at five
is
Jujutsu Kaisen.
No way. What?
I didn't realize that was that popular.
Yeah, me either. Because I know that's out this year. Like, I know people talk about it.
I've been reading it on the Shonen Jump app. It is very good, but I didn't know it was that popular.
Okay.
Number four, Haikyuu.
Oh, fuck. Haikyuu's finished this year.
Haikyuu ended, baby.
Oh, I could have got that.
Oh, I should say, Jujutsu Kaisen sold around 6.7 million copies.
Yeah.
Haikyuu sold around 7.2 million.
Yeah.
Number three, One Piece.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was actually taken off out of the number one spot for the first time last year.
Wow.
In 12 years, I think. Wow. It wasn't number one.
Okay.
And that sold 7.7 mil.
Yeah.
Number two,
yeah.
I didn't see this coming, Kingdom.
What? Really?
Yeah. Kingdom is number two at 8.2 million copies.
Okay, wow.
And you are right, Demon Slayer... Kimetsu no Yaiba is number one.
That was the only one I was confident in.
But I want you to guess how many copies Demon Slayer sold.
What was number two?
8.2 mil.
And Demon Slayer is going to be... How much was One Piece again?
7.7.
Okay. Demon Slayer was 12.
12?
Yeah.
Man, you're way off.
Oh.
Because Demon Slayer sold 82.3 million copies.
Wow.
It sold 10 times more than number two.
I could get
holy fuck.
Wow, man, that guy just, wow. You bold move for the man to just like, that man made fire and then he put it out.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about like individual like volumes yeah. that sold, 1 to 22 spots number 1 to 22 are all Demon Slayer.
Damn.
Like volume 18, 19, 1, 4, like
that's good.
1 to 20. Jesus Christ. Wild.
Wow. That's good shit.
Absolutely destroyed Japan this year.
Well, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. It's nice to see like something else came up to like take out the top spot, the top dog.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I want to talk about is you heard about SNK
versus Capcom.
It's a good video game. Good video game. Not enough of those were made. But you know, they make fighting games. They've been coming back lately. They got some gacha shit. They got some fighting games. They came out with what's it called? Samurai Showdown.
You're gonna regale us all with a tale that's very sad, aren't you?
I am.
Okay.
The beloved company that escaped the pachinko hell and is, you know, they're making a comeback. Currently, because they are a public company, has a new largest investor. And that is the Electronic Gaming Development Company.
That sounds good.
It sounds ominous as fuck.
Sounds like EA.
The EGDC has acquired a 33.3% stake in the company.
All right, I don't see
they the are issue. The current largest investor in SNK.
I don't hear what's the issue.
So here's the thing: this company is owned by the king? I don't know what their government how it works. Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salam.
Mohammed bin Salam.
He's coming in here. He's trying to snatch up all these companies.
Aye, Mohammed.
And they are trying to get a 51% ownership within SNK.
My God.
Recently, Riot, like they didn't, what was it? They were going to sell a bunch of shares to him, but then there was that Jamal Khashoggi incident there.
Jamal Khashoggi.
And they were like, nah, this scene, we're going to go with China instead. We're going to let China buy us instead.
China.
Yeah. And so the whole thing is because Saudi Arabia is seeing the end of oil coming. And they're trying to diversify their country's basically economic, I guess, portfolio.
Yeah.
Right? They're trying to just get out of oil because it's not going to last forever.
Fair enough.
I don't know, man. It's kind of shady. Not shady because they did illegally, but it's like, I don't want Saudi Arabia to own SNK because I don't know what they're going to do to it. And I'm going to be honest. Their government's a little shady. Their government's a little shady. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a tad. Tiny. So yeah, it's, I'm sad.
Okay.
I'm sad all with right. that news. That's it. Those are my picks.
Cool. I want to say, did you hear you see the story? Like the most amusing story that I've seen in recent weeks, and only because it just feeds my sci-fi curiosity, is that monolith that's appearing everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I have no idea.
I think it's just some dude.
I think it's an elaborate marketing thing.
Oh,
for a new TV show.
For Aviation Dream.
Who fucking knows? But like,
Ryan Reynolds at it again.
Like, could you imagine if that's what it was? Like, I mean, but it's one of those things that's like, oh my God, it's a fucking monolith.
I think probably some guy put it out there for jokes.
Yeah.
And once it became really popular, the monolith itself was easy enough to recreate that other people were just like, what if I also fucked with people? And then they put up their own.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's like a crop circle type thing.
You're probably right, but also, I just want to believe.
What if it's alien?
Like, I want to believe.
What if Liara Tassoni is going to come down
like,
here?
Like, I know it's completely, like, bullshit.
What if I can finally have my blue-skinned girlfriend?
Exactly.
A man can dream.
Yeah.
A man can dream. Oh, that's a question. What? If aliens came down.
Yes, yes.
And you could fuck an alien. Yes. Would you fuck an alien?
I mean.
I don't know. This is also assuming that, like, no bodily harm will come to you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, nothing. It's just going to be weird. Like, it, nothing negative will happen other than it being, like, well, that's an alien. That is not a humanoid.
Yeah, I think I'd have to see the alien.
Yeah. Tentacle monster.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, like, if it was, like, a ditto that came down to Earth, I'd be like, I don't know, man.
But it's, like, the ditto would just transform into a human. And then you'd be...
Would it? What if it meant, like, you're assuming it's ditto. I'm just saying, what if it's jelly?
Oh, it's just jelly?
Yeah, like, if it's, I just American pied that shit. Like, I don't know.
What if you could be engulfed in euphoria? I don't know. Submerged in it.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's like a gelatinous cube from D&D, but instead of liquefying your bones.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, I'd have to see this alien.
All right. Yeah. That's a smart answer.
Yeah, that's a smart answer. I could not commit to something like that. Like, I couldn't just, like...
You could bone an alien.
I'm sure
I But if like... you commit now, you automatically get a chance at boning an alien.
Oh my gosh.
You are the Earth's representative.
Oh, I don't
But you got to take the gamble.
I don't know if that's something I want.
All right.
I think I'm okay to not.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no. And the other thing what I talk about is, yo, my boy Lewis Hamilton, he's the champion of the world in Formula One right now, 7-time world champion, he beat all Michael Schumacher's records. Nothing has been able to stop him this year. He is unstoppable, you know. Well,
where's this going?
Has
he been stopped?
The unstoppable force has met the immovable object.
Uh-oh.
And who was his greatest challenger?
The vid.
Number 19.
Number 19!
First name, Co. Oh, last name, vid.
Middle name, 19.
Yeah, so COVID-19 has struck Lewis Hamilton. He is out for this weekend's race.
Get wrecked.
In Sakhir, Bahrain. And it remains to be seen if he'll make the last race of the season in Abu Dhabi next week.
Like,
at this point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's won the championship.
But now he can't get more points.
Exactly. So basically, it was projected that if he won the next two races, he would be the most successful driver over a season.
Yeah.
But now he obviously can't do that.
Because he got the vid.
Yeah, because
he can't. What if he just races with the vid?
I mean...
Like, he... finished the fucking race with 3 tires one time, apparently.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
Right?
That was... The man's performing miracles this year. Right? I don't know how he's doing
it. Why doesn't he just do it with 2 tires in the vid?
So the problem is he has to interact with his team members.
Just wear a mask. I don't know. Wear a hazmat suit the whole time.
So the guy who's currently ranked last in the championship, George Russell.
Nice.
No points. He's never had any points.
Yeah.
But he is the Mercedes protege. All
right.
He races for Williams. Mercedes said, can we have our protege? So the man with no points, never scored points, is now suddenly in the fastest car on the grid.
This is the proof. This is the proof we need.
And this is now, you will now see if a lot of questions. Is Russell really the protege that Mercedes says he is? Is Valtteri Bottas really as shit as he is? Or is Lewis just really great? Because if George does not win, then it cannot be the car.
Okay.
Right? So we'll see what happens.
I'll finally watch a race.
Yeah, I think everyone is so excited to see this race because also in the previous race, some other guy's car caught fire.
That was cool.
Car split in half. Dude walked out of
it. Combusted.
He can't be in the race, so they have another rookie in.
Is he injured?
Yeah, he has burns to his hands.
Pussy just race. He wears gloves anyways.
I think he can't close his fingers, so he can't shift.
Just duct tape that shit.
He can't shift. He can't bend.
Can he get it on the thumbs? Can he get it on the...
No. Because he also can't hit all the knobs. He can't hit all 47 buttons on a steering wheel.
Just preset it. Voice command.
I don't think he can do that. And then they have another rookie. And because like they took the driver from Williams to Mercedes, Williams needed a replacement. So they have another rookie in. So there's 2 rookies starting. Some guy's in a lightning fast car.
Mm-hmm.
It's at a track that no one's ever driven on. And there's no championship to play for. So there's nothing. So everyone's just going to risk it all.
I'm about this life.
It sounds like it's going to be a great race. Also, it's the closest thing that F1's ever had to an oval.
Oh?
Okay. The track is basically, it's only a right
turn. So just here's speed?
Yes.
All right.
Like, there's turns, but it's basically only
right. Yeah.
So it's looks wild. But yeah, that was my small picks that I had also looked into. What about your week?
My week, again, mainly school. I am in my final week of this semester currently.
School's underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah.
Yes, it is underrated. You are true facts. So I played a little bit more of Yakuza Like a Dragon. But the main thing I did is there is a business mini game in it.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the business mini game?
Oh yeah. It has your name, so now you
Yeah, you gotta become, do Ichiban
yeah,
Senbei.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got it, you became the corporate guy.
Yeah.
And so I took that low level snack company. What and I turned it into the number one corporation in all of Yokohama.
What does it do business in?
Huh? Well, we still got our flagship store, you know, which is Ichiban Senbei, and we sell those cookies and shit.
Yeah.
But we diversified our business portfolio. So, you know, I bought a couple nightclubs, I bought a bookstore.
What the fuck.
We turned it into a megacorp, basically.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me? What?
Yeah, I turned it into a megacorp. And I am now the number one business in all of Yokohama. My mascot is still a chicken.
Ooh, Chikan.
And I gotta say, I spent all week on that shit.
Wow.
It was just numbers. Like, the mini game is so simple. But at the end of it, I unlocked a special move for one of my party members.
Yeah.
She now has max bond with me.
Yeah.
So that means when she's outside of battle, she gets full experience.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sick. But I unlocked a very special move, which I can't actually use yet, called Essence of Orbital Laser.
Essence?
The Essence of Orbital Laser.
Essence, though.
Yeah, the Essence of Orbital Laser.
I can go, like, so... Okay, sure. Yeah, all right.
And I've seen it because it's been in a commercial.
Yeah.
But I basically, I'm so rich now because I'm the president of the megacorp that I can summon an orbital laser.
Wow.
From space.
Wow.
It costs 200 MP, and I think my current max is like 110. So I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to have it yet, and maybe I shouldn't have min-maxed
the mini game,
but I have it.
What are you gonna do?
So now I can do it.
Yeah.
But it did give me enough money to where so the weird thing about the minigame too is that you can't actually take the company's earnings outside of the minigame, but you do get presidential bonuses for doing stock, like successful shareholder meetings.
Yeah.
So by the end of it, I had a couple mil. Yeah. I had like 10 million yen or something. Yeah. And then I dumped it all into the girl I'm trying to romance, which is my craft lady, the girl who runs the crafting shop.
Okay.
I dumped it all into her shop. So one day I'll get there. One day I'll match up.
Okay.
But other than that, what else did I do? For school, I watched Malibu's Most Wanted.
Okay.
Do you remember that movie?
No.
No?
It was like Miami Heat.
It's like an early 2000s comedy.
Who's in it?
I fucking nobody.
Okay. No. That's probably why I haven't
Malibu.
Seen it.
I'm going to look it up. Malibu's. Oh, it might be Jamie Kennedy.
You mean like the ex Jamie Kennedy?
Wait.
Yeah.
Who's the ex Jamie Kennedy?
Like, that was his show, The X.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Kennedy, Nick Swarsden, Max Brar, and Adam Small.
Okay.
And Anthony Anderson. Oh, Tay Diggs is in it?
Anthony Anderson, huh?
It was a 2003 American comedy written by Jamie Kennedy, and it is about a rich white boy in Malibu who identifies with the rap game, with the black culture. And his dad is a politician, and he's basically trying to run for office and win. And his son keeps coming in and fucking up the place, right? He's got, what was it, like hose for whatever his dad's name is.
Yeah.
And he's fucking up the whole campaign pretty much.
Yeah.
And so what they do is that they hire two black actors to pretend they're from the ghetto, but they're like Juilliard trained. And they basically want to scare the black out of him. It's like a scared straight program. So they kidnap him, take him to the hood, and try to get him to not be black.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you learn throughout the movie is that his parents, even though he lived in Malibu, were pretty much absent his whole life. And so he grew up on BET and life lessons from his maid, who is black. And the whole story is like this roundabout thing of like, be yourself. Just be who you want to be. But it's also like really interesting if you look at it through the lens of like race relations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's I thought it was super dumb. Like, it's definitely on the level of like a scary movie or something like that. Maybe not as insane as that one.
Yeah.
Like a step back, but okay. It's definitely an early 2000s movie. There's a couple scenes I'll show you later, but
damn.
It was a throwback. It was a throwback. It was okay. And then the last thing I did is I started up a new manga series called the Shiori Experience. And basically, there's this girl, Shiori. She's a 27-year-old teacher. She's just normal. She's just as plain as they come. And as she's in her school, you see that like all the students think she's super normal. She's super lame, whatever. And it turns out her brother had left the family to go start a band, and he just disappeared, left them, their family, with a bunch of debt. So there's all this shit. But one day she's walking home in a rainstorm, and she gets possessed.
Hell yeah.
By the spirit of Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's not what I was hoping for.
So think of like Hikaru no Go.
Yes.
But for rock music.
I was going to say, but guitars?
Check that shit. Check that screen out. The ghost follows her home.
Yeah.
Because he sees something special within her, I guess.
That's creepy as fuck.
Yeah. And he leaves a ghost plug in the back of her neck. So whenever he wants, he can just like plug in a guitar like he would plug it into an amp. Just
jacks right in.
That's what they say. They jack in.
Okay.
Puts it in and then plays the guitar through her. Right? But there's this thing too. So there's a caveat. It's like, yeah, you're not normal anymore. You used to have guitar chops because as a kid, she always wanted to be in a band. But so along the way, she kind of just stopped doing that. And so he gives her basically an ultimatum. And it's like, yeah, I've possessed you, but I put you in this weird situation. You know, like that whole thing where like famous rock stars always die at 27?
Yeah.
You're 27. If you do not become a star
yeah.
by the end of the year, you will die.
Oh, wow.
So the rest of the manga is her trying to become
a rock star. So it's her rise to the top?
It's her rise to the top, or hopefully her rise to
yeah.
the top,
yeah.
while being possessed by the ghost of Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, you know what this is, right?
What?
This is Yu-Gi-Oh.
Probably.
This is Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's probably Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is Yu-Gi-Oh. But she doesn't have a necklace.
Listen, then by the end, she'd be like, yo, I never possessed you. You, this is you the whole time.
Oh, that already happened chapter one.
Oh, my God.
Chapter one.
Oh, my God.
Right? She likes the gym teacher. And he's the star. He's making a sick soccer team.
Yeah.
High school team. He's crushing it. And then the band teacher, busty blonde McBig Boobs.
Okay.
She also likes him. So whenever Plain Jane tries to talk, she barges in with her low cut top.
Yes.
Like, yo, I can't believe we're both star teachers. My band is gonna take nationals or whatever. Yeah. Your soccer team is gonna win the championship. It's so great, right? And what happens is they're at the concert, the student concert, and Jimmy sees one of the kids play blues on the guitar. It, like, sounds like blues. So he jacks into the teacher. Teacher takes the spare guitar, restrings it, and then pulls that kid off stage, and then takes the show. Does a sick guitar solo. Looks awesome. And then afterwards, it's like, I can't believe you made me do that in front of like all the students and whatever. He's like, girl, I only watched for the last half. Like, I put you on the stage, and then I lost my connection, and that the rest of it was just you.
Wow.
And that was chapter one.
Wow.
But it's pretty funny. I've been enjoying it so far. I think, like, each chapter is, like, 40-something pages.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry, 90 pages. What the fuck? This is a lot of pages. I didn't realize this.
Wow, that's wild.
It's a 90-page chapter, chapter one.
Yeah.
What's chapter two? 53. Okay, so it's a double for chapter one.
Okay.
But it's good. Highly recommended. I haven't seen much news about it, and I haven't seen like any animes for it. So,
cool.
I recommend it. It is good.
Hmm.
And that's it.
You don't got a league update?
I'm playing League still.
Oh, I thought you're gonna wait until school's over.
Yeah, I waited till the weekend.
Oh my god.
And school's over for that week.
I thought it was after exams.
They got me on a caveat. Oh. They were like, "Yo, you said December." And I was like, "It is December."
Oh my god. Shit. So what? December 1st you're like, "Got to play." I guess
gotta play. That's what I did. God. What did I talk about Jin? Last week?
Kazama?
No. Just Jin. J-I-H-N.
Jin Rummy?
Jin, I've talked about him before. Jin is an ADC champion, and his whole gimmick is that he has 4 bullets, because he is a mass murderer psychopath with the obsession with the number 4.
Okay.
So his gimmick is, he has 3 shots, he cannot gain attack speed, and his 4th shot is always a crit, and
does damage. Oh, yeah, yeah, you told me about this. Yeah.
So, he's fucking busted now. There's these two new items. One is called the Eclipse.
Yeah.
And the Eclipse, after you hit someone with 2 attacks or a skill and an attack, it does bonus damage based on 6% of the target's max health.
Yeah.
So, if you're fighting a tank, 6% of 4,000 is a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So, you get that, and then you combine that with a new item called the Collector. Mm-hmm. And the Collector does give you attack damage and crit. And it has a special passive, which is that if you do any sort of damage that will cause an opponent to go under 5% health, just execute them.
Oh, wow.
And you get more gold per kill.
Wow.
So because his whole gimmick is assassination, like get them low and then use that 4 shot to do bonus damage based on how much damage they're missing.
Yeah.
You just melt the shit out of people.
Oh, wow.
And so you'll like walk up to a squishy person.
Yeah.
You auto attack snare them with your W, and then you Q auto and they're dead. Like there's no counterplay. Like it's just, did you get hit? You die.
Oh, that sucks.
That's about it. The other one I've been playing again is Caitlyn. She just has the longest range in the game.
Okay.
And her, I'm basically playing the Collector meta. Her thing is burst damage as well, but it's not as good as Jin, but her thing is long range.
Okay.
So if I use her like sniper ult and I see someone like half health, I'll just ult them. Yeah. It'll bring them down below 5% and it's insta kill.
Okay.
So you can just catch people out if they're just like in vision pretty much. The new meta is weird. The new meta is weird. Tanks are somewhat unstoppable, and then squishies are just killing squishies.
Mm.
So I don't really see too much anti-tank things happening, even though there are a couple items that are specifically anti-tank.
Yeah.
So unless you're playing like Vayne, but nobody's playing Vayne.
Right.
So I don't know. It's cool so far. The game is like turning towards more of like a movement speed meta, which I don't know if I like. So we'll see how much Mr. Popular over here.
I thought my phone's on vibrate. What the hell is going on?
How many?
Oh, it's my MacBook.
Oh my God. It's coming through the speakers.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So there's like a movement speed meta now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of champions that if this becomes the meta, like they are just obsolete. They don't have any sort, like unless you're Jin. Jin doesn't have any sort of movement options, but he melts people so fast that it doesn't really matter.
Oh, I see.
But the thing is like if you don't have certain movement options, like you might as well not even pick that champion because you're just gonna get collapsed on and die. So it's a little hard.
Okay.
That's my league update.
That's your league update?
Yep. Well, that's it. That's my week.
I'm just thinking.
Did you do anything at all?
No. I did.
Tell me then.
Black Friday. Bought some video games.
Okay.
But The Last of Us 2.
You better play it before the end of the year.
Didn't play it.
Better play it before the end of the year.
But Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Didn't play
it. I saw they're both shrink wrapped still.
Bought some other stuff.
What'd you buy?
Didn't play them.
What else did you buy?
But I bought one game.
What?
That I'll talk about after I talk about these games. So,
oh my god,
I played played Apex Legends again.
Okay,
and
the Hollow Year event or whatever is going on right now.
What is that?
It's like some new skin event. There's like limited edition skins and stuff.
Is there an event now?
I think so.
Okay, I guess I should. I didn't see that. I saw their Black Friday event. I'm like, I don't want to sail on tokens.
Yeah, Hollow Day Bash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, played that. It was good, but I ended up playing more Overwatch instead because that game was so good.
I have to stop playing League because you're playing Overwatch.
You do. It was so good. Yeah, it's great.
Is there any like event happening, or are you just playing it?
No, I'm just playing it. I'm just realizing how much I like that game. I think I want to go back into competitive. I think it's time.
It's a dead game.
I think it's time.
It's a dead game. It's time. Don't do it.
Return to my roots. So I'm gonna do it. Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Most recent episode was so frigging cool. It was one of those episodes where it's like, okay, this one's for the fans.
Okay.
And Mandalorian's all about the bounty hunter and the Baby Yoda thing. So this past episode, episode 13, it's just called The Jedi.
Okay.
I won't spoil it, but a Jedi shows up. A Jedi shows up.
Like the Jedi or a Jedi?
A Jedi shows up.
Okay.
And it's a pretty fan favorite Jedi.
Darth Maul.
Like, it is probably the most famous Jedi outside of the canon movies.
Darth Maul.
He's in the canon movies.
Okay. The Apprentice from the Force Awakens game.
Okay, so is The Apprentice canon anymore, or is that EU?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's Extended Universe.
Damn.
So I don't think he counts. The only one that counts now is that new one from Fallen Order. That one counts.
Who that?
In
the game?
Whoever the fuck you are.
He shows up?
No, he doesn't show up.
Okay.
But someone shows up in this episode, and all it does is the episode's super cool, but it also, it basically opens the door for other really popular non-movie Star Wars characters to just appear.
Are you telling me that it opens a portal for a tale of swords and souls to be eternally retold?
It's funny you say that, because maybe this one character was stuck in a portal.
Oh my god.
Returned. I'll just say this. It's somebody from an animated series comes into the live action series.
Is it the Twilight Girl?
I can tell you. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. But yeah, so it's cool seeing that happen.
Tell me later. I want to know.
It's pretty cool. So that was really awesome. And then I played the game that I bought on sale.
Which is?
13 Sentinels.
Oh, Aegis Rim.
Aegis Rim.
I forgot.
I am 15 hours in. Do you know what this game is?
SRPG.
No.
What?
No.
What is it?
What if I told you it was a point-and-click adventure / visual novel / RPG / tower defense?
That's a lot of slashes. That's a lot of genre mixing. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this.
But what if I told you that the game is actually really just the point and click adventure visual novel?
Oh no.
And
I'm not gonna like this game. And that
the SRPG tower defense mechanics are there as fun little nuggets of video game.
Yeah.
But really you're here for the visual novel side.
Oh, I'm not gonna like this game, aren't I? Oh no.
TJ's gonna love this game.
Sounds great.
I'll give it to you when I'm done it.
I'm gonna hate
I'll
this
give
game.
It to you when I'm done it.
Oh no.
Wait,
you like visual novels, CJ?
Yeah.
Did you not play Danganronpa?
Did he?
I played that. I played, what was that other one where?
Doesn't he love Ace Attorney?
Steins;Gate.
Yeah. Steins;Gate's sick.
Ace Attorney's different.
No, Ace Attorney's.
Ace Attorney's.
Don't get it twisted. Ace Attorney is a visual novel.
Yeah, but I like Ace Attorney. I don't like any other visual novel.
Think about it.
Don't get it twisted, man. 99%
of the game is reading.
Yeah.
But I'm solving crimes and shit.
You know when you hit that objection button?
Yeah, that's gameplay.
Yeah, that's a gameplay for visual novel.
Oh, no.
That's a
point. Do I like a visual novel?
That's a point and click adventure visual novel.
Why can't they make more good visual novels? Why do they have to be bad?
Hence, 13 Sentinels. Right. So this is a sci-fi. It's 100% sci-fi, okay?
Okay.
Plot is, you're teenagers who are tasked to pilot giant robots to save the world. Takes place in 1985.
Okay.
And it's very detailed, as in, yo, is that Laserdisc? I taped that new UFO Wars series. Here's my VHS. Yo, buddy, how come you taped it in EL, not S?
Why?
Like, it is so in-depth. Like, get some better quality cassettes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's so detailed. But there's time travel.
What?
So it also takes place in 1945. During the war.
Oh no.
But it also takes place in 2085, way after now.
Oh my god.
This might be the most amazing sci-fi story I've seen in a video game.
That's better than Mass Effect?
It is It is wild. And the great thing is...
Is it good because it's wild or is it good because it's good?
No, it's good because the writing is good. But also, they don't tell you the story in chronological order. And the story takes place throughout the eyes of 13 different teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are they teenagers? I don't know.
Or are they robots?
Who knows?
Or do they only have one eye?
So that's the thing. I still don't know. I'm 15 hours in. I don't know. Like, it's the kind of thing where you're like, every time you get an answer, two more questions appear.
Right? Okay, I like that. I like that.
Every time you think you've gone through a day of this person's life, it'll show you the path charts, of like the flow charts of where it breaks out. It's like, you might have missed something. You should try and ask this person instead on that day. Like, so let's, it shows you like where you can go back.
Oh, that sounds like, what was it? 428 Shibuya Scramble?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like that.
Because like that game had a whole thing where like you play each character within hour time segments.
Yeah.
But you could have bad ends. There's only one way to get to the next hour segment.
Okay.
So, and so then it's like go back in time and then ask that person a different question.
So it's not so much like bad endings. It's just like your daily life progresses. And we'll just say the next day you try the same thing with someone else. So it's super fascinating. Each of the episodes of the characters only take about 15 minutes. So it's okay. Like bite-sized story chunks you can get through. But like I said, there's 13 characters. They all have hugely unique backstories.
Mm-hmm.
All their stories eventually intertwine. But it's cool because like sometimes you only get, I guess, the context for one character situation in another person's story.
Okay.
But again, it's not done in a chronological order of the storytelling. Like, you don't even... It kind of looks so like...
You'll get some like key piece of information, but you don't know why it's key yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you might come across like, oh, is that...
That's why it's key. That's oh, shit.
And then there's just like a lot of mind-blowing twists that you're like, what? But the game is split out into like, it's literally like when you go to the menu, like after you finish the prologue, you get a menu screen that just says remembrance and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Remembrance is just, you go here and you just play the story.
Yeah.
Destruction is
you just play
the strategy RPG part.
Okay.
And you have to play both sides to advance each other. So, like, the story will stop and will say, you cannot play further until you do this battle.
Yeah.
And so then you have to go back and forth. And then between that, there's a third part just called Mystery Files.
Okay.
And that is just it's basically an encyclopedia. Anything you unlock, it automatically compiles into a story so that you can easily catch up.
Oh, okay.
But you can also gain points through the battles to unlock extra bits of information. And if you unlock extra bits of information, you get new words that and like thoughts and processes that you can apply into the story section. And then
that part sounds kind of like Danganronpa, where you gotta hit certain words.
Yes, and it's so like well thought out, but it's so beautiful to look because it's Vanillaware.
Yeah.
So it looks great. I'm playing it in the dub. The dub's great.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, it's really good. I would recommend playing the dub. The only problem is, it's a lot of names. It's a lot of Japanese names.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And, like, it's a lot of the characters, unfortunately, because it's like, oh, we're all in the same high school.
Yeah.
We all have the same uniform. And it's like, sometimes they just get too close together.
How many Ryukis are there?
Yeah, and it's like, their character models look the same. It's like they're, when you put them side by side, they're clearly two different people. But it's like, at a glance, you'd be like,
you know what would have really helped?
What?
If it looked like Dragon's Crown. And they just had one girl with huge bobs.
They do have one girl with huge bobs.
Yes.
And she wears a cat suit.
Nice.
And her ass though.
Alright, now I guess I gotta watch it now.
But this game is wild. It's I feel bad that I didn't pick this as I think one of the categories was like story of the year or something. Narrative of the year.
Yeah.
I think you picked it.
I think I did.
Yeah. I can see why. Like if you're into hard sci-fi and you just like I haven't felt this way since like I watched Lost.
Oh, wow.
Like, week to week where it was just like, what is happening? Like, what is next?
I need to know.
Yeah. And it is, I've been so addicted to it. I've heard that it's about 30 plus 30 hours just to go through regular campaign. But it's also one of those games where it's like, you might actually want to complete it all so that you get all the information. But yeah, what I've heard basically is once you beat it, there's no, like, you can't replay the game. Like, everything about it, like, happens on that
first playthrough.
Yeah, like, that's how impactful it is. So.
Zero replayability?
Yeah, so that's what it is. So just take that into account. Yeah,
It sucks to hear that it's a financial bomb here in the West.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. Fucking all Vanillaware games are here.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't have not bought it either, but it's so good. It's really good. You may hear me talk about this towards the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, I can't think of like any Vanillaware game that like did well here. Like, because what they got, Grim, like the first one I've heard of coming out here is Grim Grimoire. There's Grim Grimoire, Odin Sphere, Muramasa, Dragon's Crown, 13 Sentinels.
Oh, Muramasa, everyone loved, I remember.
Was that a financial success?
Oh, I don't
like, know. I loved it. It's a good game. I bought it twice.
It came out on the Wii
and the Vita. Because the Vita had the Rebirth version.
Yeah. Oh, but that's the problem. It came on the wrong systems.
The Wii? There was everyone had a Wii.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. Huh. Yeah. Well,
I'll have to look that up.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Is there anything else yet?
No, Aegis Rim is the one. Like, I really wanted to beat it for this week, but I realized that it was just, what a monumental task. That would, it'd be like going through an entire RPG, and I just couldn't do it.
Just do it.
But yeah, no. Like, it's so good. It's so good.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, that was it for my week, I think. I don't, you know, did all my Christmas shopping. Almost done. I think I just gotta get something for my sister. I don't know.
Nah. Cheese wheel. No? No cheese wheel? Are you good?
No, I can't eat that.
Do you have work right now? Are you working?
Yes.
Stop working!
No, my sister needs something.
Oh, okay. Should we pause?
No, I'm good.
Alright.
Yeah, but no, that's it. That's it for me.
Okay.
Nothing else this week. It's just video games till the end of the year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really it. Is that for us?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think next week we have the Video Game Awards. I think that's the week after. Because I think it... we recorded on a Wednesday, and I believe the award show was on a Friday or Thursday.
Thursday, December 10th.
Yeah, so that's the day after we record next
week. So, unfortunately.
So, we will not have our winners until the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looks like next week will just be another...
well, hopefully something will happen where we can...
No, actually, you know, next week we will announce our categories for our awards.
Oh, yes.
Because it is December, and listeners, please, we will need your responses. At the top of next week's show, we will have all the details, and we will
let where you to know, send it in, what to do.
Yeah, all the categories, and hopefully we'll have another fun one.
And we will pick your favorite things.
We always do. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye.